Welcome back, one and all, to the Weekender's Edge. I am your host, Nick Simonson, outdoors writer, with my materials online at newsdakota.com and dakotaedge.com. We are up and down and round as we are getting here into the month of March. So let's take the next 3 days, wrap them all in 3 minutes so you know what you can get out of your time out there on the hard water and exploring new opportunities as they present themselves. Starting out on Friday, March 1st, a wake-up low right around 30 degrees is going to make this the start to our pick of the weekend. Winds are going to be light most of the day, out of the southwest at 10 miles an hour, turning to the northwest by about the same later in the afternoon. Your afternoon high is going to be up near 50 degrees, let's call it 48 or so, giving you really nice conditions. Clouds will build in throughout the day, going from mostly sunny to partly cloudy by the time that sun sets. But March 1st is our pick of the weekend on Friday. As things turn on Saturday, March 2nd, as we look at winds ramping up to the northeast, 15 to 25 miles an hour, with a wake-up low right around 23 degrees. Highs getting up to around freezing, and those clouds building in to give you a solid ceiling. We're looking at some good fishing opportunities for walleyes and those low-light fish like crappies, as you're going to have those chances out there for snow starting to build in under that heavy canopy. But things will be low-light and give you a good chance on Saturday before the main part of the front begins to hit the area on Sunday. Turning to that day, Sunday, March 3rd, we're looking at steady temperatures for most of the day in the lower 30s as those winds stay gusty, 20 to 30 miles an hour, first from the northeast and then from the northwest. You're going to have a shot of snow throughout the day, maybe a little bit of a rain mix in there as well. So pay attention to those roads as you're getting out there on the ice. Plus, with those warming conditions from Friday, you're going to have a lot of slush and other stuff accumulating out there on the water. But Friday is our pick of the weekend. You are going to have a dusting of snow moving into Monday the 4th, so pay attention to that as you close out your weekend out there on the ice. And while you're out there, you may want to consider getting that house off the ice. For more on that, we caught up with Doug Lear, outreach biologist with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department, on the deadline and why you might want to take early action.
Even though the deadline to remove ice shelters in North Dakota isn't until March 15th, and trust me, I get it. There's places in Devil's Lake and North where you'll be able to continue to have safe access to fishing, but there's a lot of other places across North Dakota. Maybe you live in Fargo and ice fish in Dickey County. Wherever you're living, wherever you're going, the ice conditions likely are going to continue to deteriorate. And with all the money that people have invested in their ice shelters now, the best advice that we can give is to remove them as soon as possible. And then if you're going to go out, take your ice shelter, go out there, make sure you're safe, and then remove it at the end of the day. And that's the best advice that we can give you.
That was Doug Lear, outreach biologist for the North Dakota Game and Fish Department, breaking it down on that upheaval we're seeing out there in the ice with freezing, rethawing, and all sorts of craziness with these different temperatures. That wraps it up for this week, folks. Have a safe and enjoyable one. For the Weekender's Edge, I'm Nick Simonson. Good fishing to ya.